Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schos l'ili nishmas. Toi b'yehudis. Bas temagasya. And it should also be l'ili nishmas. Alexander Zushab and Rabbi Yosef. And we should be zochem mit Hashem. Siyata d'shmaya. Lil modu l'lamed l'shmo v'lasos. This year is based on Torah of Hagon Rabbi Leib Mintzberg Shlita. And the topic is Bikurim, Parshas Ki Tavo. It says in Parshas Ki Tavo that the Jewish people are commanded to bring Bikurim, their first fruits, and to bring it to the Beis Hashem. Chazal Darshan, and Menachos Peidalad on the Beis, May Reishis Velo Kol Reishis, She'en Kol HaPeiris Chayavim BeBikurim El Shivas Haminim Bilva. So it's from the first, but not all the first fruits. Not all the first fruits are Chayav. What's Chayav? The seven species. It says here Eretz. It says Eretz Chitos Ora, just like Eretz Chitos Ora, Shivas Haminim, Shemishtapcha Behem Eretz Yisrael. So to Bikurim is the Shivas Haminim, Shemishtapcha Behem Eretz Yisrael. So there's a fundamental difference between Bikurim and Trumas and Maisers and other Matanas. Trumas and Maisers, what you do is you take the food of man from Michael Adam, your mafresh trumas and maisers, and therefore, what are you chayv? And according to many shitas midaraisa, just the primary food of man, dagon, wheat, tirosh, grapes, yitzhar oil. That's the chayv midaraisa, dagon, tirosh, v'yitzhar. But bikurim is not just giving part of the food, but part of the aretz. That's the difference between trumas and maisers and bikurim. Bikurim is giving part of the aretz. Trumas and maisers is giving part of your food. So it's only the primary food. Bikurim is part of the aretz. Like it says when we do the kriya, v'yeinu el ha'makom hazeh, v'yitein lanu es ha'aretz hazos, eretz zavas cholav udvash, v'ato hinei heves es reishis pri ha'adama, asher nosata li, you brought us to this place, and you gave us this land flowing with milk and honey, and now I am bringing the Reishis Pri Ha'adama Asher Nasata Li, the first fruits of the land that you gave me. So there's an emphasis here on the land. And I'm giving you the first fruits of this land. So Mimela, what do we see from here? We see from here, this Yisod, that Bikurim is Chelek Meha'aretz, and Trubis and Maisus is Chelek Meha'machel. And therefore, Bikurim is going to be the Shivas Haminim Shebehem Nishtabcha Eretz Yisrael. Because since it's a din in the Aretz, you have to give the seven species with which Eretz Yisrael is praised. Mashen Kain, the Shivas and Maestris, is because you're Mimafish from your food, and therefore it's Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar. But Bikurim is the land, so therefore you have to give it to din in the land, and therefore you have to give from the Shivas Haminim. Based on this, Rav Mintzberg Shlita explains various halachos pertaining to Bikurim as it differs from Trumas and Maisers. We find that Bikurim can be separated when there's still Mechub L'Karka. Bikurim, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Trumas and Maisers, Dafka Min HaTolosh. Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Why? Because Bikurim are coming B'Toras Matana from the Aretz. And therefore, B'Shlemus HaMitzvah is when there's still Mechub L'Karka. So you can be mafresh them in the Ruchav al-Karka, because the whole din, you're giving from the Karka of Eretz Yisrael. So, what about Trumas and Maisers? That's a din in eating, that you have to give the Trumas and Maisers to the various poor people, and the Kohanim, and bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat. That's a din in eating, and therefore, it has to be disconnected from the land. You don't eat it when it's Ruchav al-Karka. You detach it from the land, and therefore Trumas and Maisers are when it's Talosh Min HaKarka. And in addition to that, we also understand the difference between Trumas and Maisers and Bikurim. Trumas and Maisers, we have to have Shiyushi Aram Nikarim. If a person says, all of my Goran is Truma, all of my Yis is Chala, Lo Amar Klum. Why does a person have to say, why can't a person say that all of his Goran, all of his Silo, all of his dough, everything is Chala, everything is Trumas and Maisers? It doesn't work. Why? Because it has to come from the food of a person. And if it's mitoch ma'achol shel adam, it has to come from the food a person eats. And memeila, if he gives it all, it's not from the food a person eats. Ma she'en kein bikurim, you can bring all of your vineyard, and you don't have to leave anything. Bikurim perakim perak beis mishadalet. Why? Because even in this case, even if you brought it all, it's still considered what? It's still considered that you left over the land. There is Shirayim. The Shirayim is the land, and you only bought part of the land. So you have to bring part of it. But if we're talking about Bikurim, so you can bring all of your fruits, but the land still remains. But if we're talking about Trimis and Maestris, there, if you give all of your food, then nothing remains. Because there you have to give from your food. And if you give all your food, then nothing remains. But Bikurim, you don't have to give from your food, you have to give from the land. And afterwards, self calls self, the land remains. And we can add that the difference between Bikurim and other Matanos is more than that. Bikurim are not a Matana like Trim and Meiser. It's Bechinas carbon. Elisha Mitzan Minam, we know that the species of carbon, of Bikurim, doesn't come on the Mizbeach. We have a lot of arichos of that in Achronim. There's a sefer called Aliyos Moshe, one of my favorites, where he has a whole long mahalach showing the different aspects of Bikurim, that some of it's partly a din in Matana, and partly a din in carbon. It also has a carbon aspect. And in the Sefer Mitzvah HaMelech, that book is written by Moshe Scheinberger, the Sefer Aliyos Moshe and Chelek Aleph, and also the Sefer Mitzvah HaMelech of Rav Simen Shlita, who's a Rosh Kol in Chicago. So here's a mitzvah, here's a Sefer, three Sfarim, at least last I checked. And the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I don't usually see it in stores in Yerushalayim, cannot have never seen one, but I had a shliach in Chicago twice already go pick me up Sfarim. So he has a gvaldik sefer on the Tayag Mitzvahs. Right now he's done the Mitzvahs Aseh. So he also talks about the different aspects, Shnei Apanim, Shel Bikurim, and one aspect of Bikurim is that it's a taka carbon. You see this in many halachas. Example of this is that it's a carbon that doesn't go on the Mizbech L'Rech Nechoch. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Sar B'chol Dvash Lo Taktir Menu Yishel Hashem. Carbon reishis takrivu o sam lashem velo mizbech lo yalu l'rech nichoch. So here, look at this pasuk. It says, sa'or and vash, you should not be makdir as a carbon. The leaven and the dvash and the honey, you should be makdir as a carbon. Rather, what? Carbon reishis takrivu o sam lashem. You should be makdir the carbon reishis to Hashem. So it's called a carbon. And don't put it on the mizbech l'rech nichoch. What's that talking about? Rashi says, it's talking about shtei alechem and bikurim. They aren't all alam mizbech because it's sa'or and vash. But the pasuk still calls them a carbon lashem. Bikurim is dvash tamar. So, amongst other things, so in Meila we see many, many different rayas for this. That it also is a din carbon. And indeed, all the dinim of havasa bikurim al sidreyam upirte dinayam, it all has this element of ma'isa karbanos. Because in contrast to other matanos that are given to the kohen aleiv the yoni. Bikurim are brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Reishis Bikurim Maschal Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha. So that's Miyachit Bikurim. And even though they're not all Al Mizbech L'Reich Nichoach, the Makom Hanocha is still Eitzel HaMizbech. As it says, V'alachta L'makom V'shiruchar Adonai Elohecha V'shaken Shemo Shem V'lakacha Kohen Atena Miyadecha V'nicho L'fnei Mizbech Hashem Elokecha V'hinachto V'fnei Hashem Elokecha V'shtachavisa L'fnei Hashem Elokecha. So you see this carbon tikkaloshim throughout. Fnei Hashem Elokecha, Fnei Hashem Elokecha, Mizbeach, next to Mizbeach. And therefore, Bikurim are different than other mitzvahs HaTluyos Baretz. That Bikurim are only knowing Bezman HaBayit. As it says in Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Kimmel. And they're only knowing when the Mizbeach is omed umishamish v'hinichol ufnei mizbech Hashem Elokecha kol zman sheyesh lecha mizbech yesh lecha bikurim kol zman shein lecha mizbech ein lecha bikurim. So it has to be the mizbech has to be active, and if not, there's no bikurim. Ma she'en kein trimus and maestros aren't tallui in the mizbech, tallui in Eretz Yisrael, and not on the king of the bayis in the mizbech. So you see that bikurim have a din carbon. Also the Chazal darshan that bikurim requires shir and tnufa and lina to sing, wave it, stay overnight. Like other korbanos, like the Rambam says, Bikurim, Paragimel, Halacha Yadala Bikurim Tunim Lina. Keitzad Hevi Bikurav Lamikdash. Akara Bikriv Shlamav. If you bought Bikurim, you have to stay overnight. And that's like the din of a carbon. And the Rambam says, Bikurim Tunim Shivitvarim. Habas Makom Kli Kriya Carbon Shir Tzmufa Lina. All carbon of Tikazachim. So that's terrific. So we see it as the status of a carbon. So it's different than Trumas and Nisus. Also, Bikurim are only in Yerushalayim, like Kachin Kalam, whereas other Matnas Kuhuna are eaten B'chol Makom. So again, you see this notion of it being Yerushalayim Dik. On the other hand, you also find that Bikurim is similar to Maaser Sheni. Certain areas, maybe the fact you're eating Yerushalayim is inside that it's similar to Maaser Sheni. So the Seder HaLos Bikurim to Yerushalayim is related in the Mishnah and brought in the Rambam, the Har Chavo of Tosefes Tam, says the Mishnah, the Rambam, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tezayin. Ketzad Malan Os HaBikurim. Kol HaYoretz Sheba Malan Os Kansas Lira Shal Mamad Kedei Shalai Lalu Yechidim Shnei Bro Van Nahadris Melech. Ve'apachos ve'askanim ba'gizbar Yosim Lekrosim Yerushalayim. V'fi Haboim Hem Yotzim Im Bo'a Anoshim Harba Yotzim Lekrosim Rabim. V'fi Mat Mat. When she comes to Kulam Bishar Yerushalayim, Yeschil Likosim Omdo Sayur Aglenu Bisharach Yerushalayim, Kobale Yomanios Shib Yerushalayim, Omdim Mipneim, Sholem Bishloma Machainu Anshe Makomploni Boachem Lishalom. So they have the place of the Ma'amados, a special place where they have representatives reading each week, representatives representing the Jewish people, reading different portions of the Torah, and that's like their connection to the Beis HaMikdash. As we know from the Gemara about Ma'amados, so they have this set place where they would do the Ma'amados, and they would have the ear of the Ma'amad, and everybody would gather there, because we don't want Yechidim to gather. We want this to be Barov HaMahadras Melech, and then all the different people would come out from Yerushalayim, and they would come and greet them, the more, the less, and then they would start reading on those Yerushalayim, Sharech Yerushalayim, and all the all the craftsmen of Yerushalayim would stand up for them, and they would say, "How are you, our brothers?" So we see in the Rambam that it's brought Bitsiva, where the Rambam says, "Barov Amahadris Melech," that the king goes with the many, and that's why it's not brought up Yechidus; it's brought Yechidim; it's brought up with many. So what's this inyan dafka for Rov Am? The Gabe Halvaz Bikurim. Why are Bikurim different than other Matnas Kuhuna or Maaser Sheni Revai? They also bring them up to Yerushalayim, Maaser Sheni Revai, and yet we don't find this Hakpada of Rov Am Hadras Melech. And we also have to understand what's this Kabbalah's Panim that the Mevi of the Kurim receive, that we don't find this in other Matana or other Mitzvahs. And the Rambam says that Rov Am Hadras Melech, so the Rov Am Hadras Melech is dafka din in the people who are bringing the Bikurim and not in the receivers. So it would seem then that those who come, they're coming b'toras carbon. It's not a carbon yachid, it's carbon sibur. They're bringing this carbon sibur. It's being moved b'shem kol Yisrael. And it's like carbon Pesach, that even though everybody brings it mishel atzmo, so we see certain gedarim, certain pirtei dim of the carbon Pesach that has a din of carbon sibur. Bar b'knufya. So b'siyata d'shmaya, we have two articles on this topic online on YU Torah about the carbon sibur status of the carbon Pesach, and the hakravaz b'shalosh kitos, and it's nechal b'chabura, because Pesach isn't just an inyan of the yachid. Pesach is the klal al shem shepasach hakadosh baruch hu avotei v'seinu b'mitzrayim. It's a klalic inyan, and the only thing is it's the way it's brought b'yachid kol yachid b'yachid, but it has this tzibur element as well. And so too, just like the carbon Pesach, so too the bikurim, then different than shrimis and maestros that come mitok peros of shel haprat. So bikurim come in Eretz Yisrael, that's nachlas haklal. And therefore, even though every yachid is mechuyev ba, everybody has to bring their own peiros, but the nature of this carbon is like a carbon tzibur. And all the mevi'e bikurim are mitzdaref to this hava, because their peiros come from one eretz, because it's a din in the aretz, so it's all part of the tzibur's land. And even the other yoshvei aretz that aren't mashtatef before, but when they see the mevi'e bikurim coming, So you're my shliach. So they come to receive them, to akvalas panim, and they show this inyan that bikurim is not just their own private inyan, but it's kol Yisrael, it's achdus. It's supposed to be ma'achid klal Yisrael, that together we're bringing a carbon, and that's what it says in bikurim lo'ayol nichidim ela plachim plachim. So you're allowed to go by yourself, but they were makvid, that different towns would get together and they'd come up, so it has its sibordika nature. And we also find that the Korban Pesach, Yochid Shochet as a Pesach Lanz Mokosher, Mumishtatan Shalai Shochet Vechatchil Al Yochid, Shenemar Yasu also, so to the Korban Pesach, you're allowed to do it. So where we pass it, the Machlokes is the Marbi, you're allowed to, according to the Rambam. But Adif Shalo, Yasu also, Shein Shochet as a Korban Pesach Al Yochid, Yasu Rabin, the Kamadev Shalad, Duri Madrina, the Gemara says in Pesachim Samachai. So you see this Ofit Siburi of the Bikurim, just like the Korban Pesach. And now we also understand the Barov HaMahadris Melech, unlike other Matnas Kuhuna, we're bringing up Ma'is Rishani and Revai, that are Mitzvah Sayochid, the Kurim is coming B'Shem Klal at Sibur, and that has to be Barov HaM, and therefore HaMahadris Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with Barov HaM, that's what he wants. And we also find the, with the Kohanim, the Korban Pesach, HaKohanim Omdim, Shuva Shiru, Sudidim, B'Zichai Kesev, B'Zichai Zav, so they're holding their Kalim, and the Jews are Shechting, one by one, they're filling it, they're passing it on, looking Pesachim, Samach Dalib, the rows of Kohanim, the Beis HaMikdash, and they're passing the Kli, and there's this whole assembly line, to do Zrikas Hadam. So the Gemara says, my Kamash Malan, all these people, Kamash Malan, Barobam Hadras Melech. So it's Mamish Makbila Hafli, Pile Plos, parallel to what we learn about the Bikurim. So the Siyata Dishmaya, we see a new Yisod in Bikurim. Let us move on now. V'samta v'tena v'laka hakon miyadecha, so you put down the basket, and then the coin says, Viter, the coin takes it from your hand. And Chazal Darshan, the Samta Batena, you put the fruits in the basket. And then afterwards the coin takes from you, Chazal Darshan, the Samta Batena Malamicha to Unin Kli. And the Mepharshim say, why does it require a Kli? Mishum Kavod HaMitzvah. However, based on what we said, that the Bikurim are Karban, it would seem that the Kli is Medine HaKarban. But just like we find that Dumb Karbanos require a Kli, and the Mincha requires a Kli, each one Lefi and Yano, so too the Kurim require a Kli. And even though they don't require a Kli Shavis Mamish, like Karbanos that are all Agave Mizbeach, the Tena that's Machzik the Peros is Mishamish B'Torah's Kli. So this Tena that's Machzik the Peros is Mishamish B'Torah's Kli. So that's the Kli for the Karban. So this, all the Yisod comes together, I must say. This is, I don't know if my voice is expressing my excitement about seeing these new Yisodos in Bikurim. I don't know, recently everyone has their problems. So recently I got addicted to Bikurim. I just got all of a sudden this kriza, this crazy thing in my head that I just wanted to learn more and more and more about Bikurim. So recently I've been osik a great deal in Bikurim. So if you see me, ask me what I've learned lately about Bikurim. And then my eyes are probably going to start lighting, you know, get all big. And then you're going to hear an earful. And the Mahus of the Kli, that's Mishamish for Bikurim, we learn in the Bikurim, Paragimel, Mishnah Ches, Ha'ashirim meviim Bikurim, B'klasa shel kesef, v'shel zov, v'aniyim meviim osa v'salim etzarim shel arav ha'kufa, v'asalim v'abikurim nitanim la'kohanim. So the Mishnah says that the Ashirim bring it in these fancy gold and silver kelim. The aniyim bring it in much more simple, you know, made from a rava klufa, from these willow branches or whatever. So, and the brand, the simple willow-branched kli of the arava, if that's the right word for arava klufa, are given to the kohanim, like the Gemara Baba Kamas is in Saudi Beis. So the klosis hakesef of the hazov of the ashir are not given to the kohen; they go back to the bailim. But the poor ones, the inexpensive baskets, stay with the kohen. And there it says, basar anya az aniyusa, that the aniyus follows the ani. And the male of the ani doesn't get to keep the kli, becomes even more poor. So, if they were mavdil between the salin etzarim of the klei zav and the klei zav, so it's mashma l'chora that the giving of the basket to the kohen is not a chova. The ani can ask for it back, and they just weren't makbid because of the mir chashivus, whereas the ashirim were makbid because they were spending a lot of money. But l'chor, it's tanu, it's tamua, what they were just telling us, what actually happened there. There's no halacha. So, rather, pshat l'chor is that giving the sali b'kurim to the kohen is me'ikar ad-din. And it's learned from the pasuk, v'lokach ha'kohen etena miyadecha. The kohen takes the tena from your hand. So it's mashmos of the kesed mishnah, holds b'kurim. Perakim ha'halacha ches. And the tam adavar is that the kli is part of the matana. Because since the pears that were brought to the kohen are put in the tena, so giving it to the Kohen, part of giving the fruits to the Kohen is also giving the Kli to the Kohen. Because the Kli is nitfal, is ancillary, is secondary, is tuffel, is peripheral to the actual peris. So there's a din in the sinas hakvila koin. And we find elsewhere the same yisod about the chazat tenufa and the shok. This Rav Mintzberg Shlita talks about elsewhere the parasha of the chazat tenufa and shok of the truma, that when you give the different parts to the kohen of the animal, so Rav Mintzberg was miyaseh that the chazat is like a kli kibble for the chalev. So you're waving the chalev that's on the chazat, that's on like this breast, and you're waving it, so the kli kibble is the chazat for the chalev that's on top of it. Then the chalev, and the chalev that's on the chazat that you wave, the chazat, we're talking about the chazat atnufa, the chazat that you wave. So you wave this, it's waved and given to the kohen, and the shokat truma. So the chazat that you wave, you have this the meat, and on top of the meat is the chalev, and then the kli for the chalev is the chazat. And since the chazat that's brought is used with tzarech tenufa, and the kohen is makpia the chalev on the mizbeach, the chazat that isn't karev remains in the hands of the kohanim. And that's their matana. In other words, you see this yisod, that sometimes the kohanim get the kli. They get to keep this kli that's holding on to the chalev, i.e. the chazit. And the rugged shaver, in his Tzapnas Paneach, Meseches Makas, page Samach Aleph, proves that the tenet is Mishamish ke kli lebikurim. This tenet, that's Mishamish, as a kli lebikurim, has to be Mimin Eitz. It has to be Gidulo Min Aretz. Because in the Yerushalmi, it says, can you bring them with mateches, with metal? The Yerushalmi says no. Aye, what about the mission that says that they bring them in baskets of gold and silver? So the Perush Mishnayos of the Rambam says that it was only coated with gold and silver, but inside it was eitz, it was wood. So not only is the kli tufel to the peiros, and therefore it's given to the kohen, the basket itself, the tenet itself, is part of the adama. It has to be wood. It has to be part of the adama. So when you're giving it to the kohen, you're giving it to Malz Peiros. And according to this, we can explain the difference between the aniyim and the ashirim. Because when the aniyim, they give their baskets, is be'ikar min shegidulo min ha'aretz. Their baskets are made from what's grown to the ground, from the ground. And therefore it's given completely to the kohen. But the gold and silver baskets, even though the inside is wood, and it has to be wood because it has to be gadol min ha'aretz in this kli that you give to the kohanim, but it's batel to the gold coating or the silver coating, which costs a lot of money. So when you're talking about the essence of the kli, so what's the essence of the kli? The essence of the kli is a kli eitz, because that's what it's made of. And the tzipui is nitfal. And the zav is not mevatel menu Torah's kli eitz for bringing the bikurim. But if you, when you're coming to be done, be'inyan, bailus v'kinyan, so only the chelek ha'eitz sheva kli should be given to the kohen. But the zav can be recalled by the owner. And since the zav is more shovi than the wood, the mela, the kli is returned to the bialim. So everybody has to bring the kli from the adama. And that's because the whole thing is part of the kli, is part of the carbon. The only thing is that when you're dealing with what the aniyim gave, so it's kulom in adama, so the mela that the kohen can keep. And when you're dealing with what the reshirim give, so as far as the ikar kli, when you're being done, it's not the kli shevadavar, so it's a kli shel eight, so then you're giving adama again. So that's gevaldik. And then, what about the gold and the silver? So when you're talking about the bailus, the only way the kohen can keep this kli is if the bailin wouldn't be toveya back the gold or the silver. But since as far as bailus goes, the bailin want the gold and the silver back, and they have a right to claim it back. Why do they have a right to claim it back? Because it's not part of the adama. So they can ask for the gold and silver back. So say, take your gold and silver, but leave the wood with me. But you can't do that because the whole thing is wood. The whole kli is one, is plated by gold. So the machriya here is the gold part. So as far as bailus goes, the bailum can ask for it back because monetarily it's more gold than it is wood. So they can get it back because the kli is not the gold. And since monetarily it's more gold, as far as bailus goes, they get it back. But as far as the actual giving goes, the ikar it's a kli shel eight. So they're giving kli shel eight. So the giving is fine, and then they get it back because as far as bailus goes, they get back their gold. They can ask for their gold back because that's the ikar of the kli bailus wise. Because that's the money wise, it's mostly gold. That's the majority of the money, of course. And whereas what the aniyim give, the kohen keeps. Why does the kohen keep it? Because it's part of the adama, and that's part of the matana of the kohen. So that, sweetest friends, is sof davar hakol mishma. And so Elokim Yirah that's mitzvos of shemar kizeh kol adam. And we should be zocha mamish b'karav to walk up to Yerushalayim with our bikurim and the mekayim, all the gavaldic things that it says in the Mishnah and all the simcha people had. And it seems like such an exciting event. Recently I was in America, and the rabbi in the shul was teaching Mishnayos in between Mincha and Maariv, and he did it with such drama. He was going through each, how they did it, and how they came in groups, and how they were received, and welcome, and it was really so exciting. I came up to him afterwards, or he walked by me, and I said, the way you read it, it made me excited about it happening. So maybe that was what got me into it, probably what got me into it recently, got me so excited about Bikurim. So we should all be zochah to be mekayim, amen v'amen. Shalom, sweetest friends.